Proclamation number 7709, dated the September 26th, 1960. God's love. Last days. You all ought to make use of my love. You ought to know that you have a loving Father who takes care of you and also grants you joys if they help you to become perfect. My love for my children is never ending, and all of you who strive towards me are my children, if you want me to be your Father. And my love will never stop giving itself away. It will give you everything you need in an earthly as well as a spiritual way. And thus it is up to yourselves to make use of my fatherly love. You need only open yourselves and allow yourselves to be spoken to by me, and surely, you will not remain empty-handed. For I still have much to say to you, because time is coming to an end and because everything will come to pass as it is proclaimed in word and scripture. And you shall inform your fellow human beings of this, although you will not often find receptive hearts which want to listen to you and believe you. Nevertheless, the adversity of the time demands mentioning what will shortly come to pass. And anyone who believes shall be saved. Anyone who does not believe and does not prepare himself for the end will perish, i.e., he will meet his judgment when I establish my eternal order again, when the end of this earth has come. And you humans approach this time with giant strides. And even my love cannot delay the end, because my love includes all spiritual substances, even those spirits which are still bound and shall start or continue their evolutionary process. The fact that people generally fail and make no use of their earthly life in order to mature their souls is their own fault, their free will, and consequently the reason why I cannot divert from my plan of salvation and leave the still unredeemed spirits in pain. But I will truly still do everything possible to help people find a way out of their spiritual adversity. I will keep talking to people through you and refer them to the time which lies ahead of them. I will come to them openly as well as secretly and allow them to recognize me so that they cannot say that they have not been warned. And anyone who thus professes me, who tries to fulfill my will, can also rest assured that he belongs to my own, that I grant him my love, that I will protect and take care of him until the end of the world, until the battle has come to an end which is still to come to you humans, the battle of faith, which will be provoked by my adversary because he will rage amongst my own until the end in order to make them desert me again. His goal is to destroy the remaining faith which still exists amongst humanity. But this faith is by and large rather weak, and that is why I want to strengthen it by means of my direct communication, so that the faith will become firm and persevere unwaveringly when my name is confessed before the world. Whenever I can address myself to, be it directly or through my messengers, will gain a living faith and no threats will frighten him, because he has recognized his Father and cannot let go of him anymore. But anyone without a living faith will surrender it for the sake of earthly things, and he will even lose his life to my adversary. He will be like a reed waving in the wind, and blessed is he if he can still lift himself up with your help. If he allows himself to be taught by you and still finds his way back to me in the last hour. For I will accept anyone who still comes to me in the last hour, because I don't want you to go astray, because I want to grant eternal life to all of you. This is why my word shall still be eagerly spread. This is why I want to address you time and again. I want to speak through you to people myself who usually open their hearts to me voluntarily. But you can knock at their heart's door on my behalf, and if I then come myself and they open their door to me, I will also speak to them myself and they will be very happy. For my love will never stop, And anyone who gives his love to me will receive gifts in abundance from me. I will make him very happy in a spiritual and earthly way. For then his soul cannot be harmed anymore. Then it will be devoted to me and will never be able to detach itself from me either. For its love applies to me and is warmly reciprocated by me. And it will be and remain blissfully happy forever. Amen.